Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the first week of Advent, and from England we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled The Eternal Smile.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Filled with joy by the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever and revealing them to mere children. Yes, Father, for that is what it pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then turning to his disciples, he spoke to them in private. Happy the eyes that see what you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see and never saw it, to hear what you hear and never heard it. The Gospel of the Lord. Remember a rather distinguished Catholic philosopher coming back from a meeting quite aghast, because a fellow philosopher, a woman, had said to him in response to his statement, we do not know what God is like. She said, I know what God is like. God is like the smile on a newborn baby. He was aghast because this was a fellow philosopher, and he quite disapproved of this sort of pious talk in what's supposed to be a seminar on serious philosophy. Well, I understand, sympathise a wee bit, but I don't think it's too far off. The basic statement is true. We do not know what God is like. We cannot imagine God. We can only say what God is not. But we do know that many things on earth, in creation, are images of God. And the big trick is not to allow one particular image, one thought about God from the earth, to be the only thought. Many things are true of God which are not true of everything in creation, but they're also more true than we can imagine. And yes, God is like the smile of a newborn baby, because God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, are in a way eternally young. They're also eternally, amazingly old, according to us, and then when we apply this to nature, to our nature. To be old is to have grown a bit, to have learned something, to have experienced something. If you keep your mind, your brain working, then you have gained some wisdom. And you also know a bit more. I think that's one of the things about human nature. When you're a young child, part of the way you know you're coming out of your young childhood is you discover that adults aren't always right. When you're a teenager, an adolescent, part of the way of growing out of adolescence is when you discover that adults aren't always wrong. We do grow. We learn things. In that sense, God is eternally old, but also God does not age. God does not lose the past. There is no past for him, or present, or future in a way. There is just eternity, greater than we can imagine. And the Father and the Son are always young. Yes, they're like newborn babies. It's important not to say that the Son is like a newborn baby and the Father isn't. They both are. But there's an image, Father, Son and Spirit, which we can understand a little bit from our life. We can say, yes, this is what it is to be God. It's always to be a Father. It's always to know that your whole self is expressed in another self. But it's also like this for God to always be a Son. Or a child, if you like, always to know that your entire being comes from the other person. It's always to be loved, always to be known. And they smile. That's what God is, happy, joyful, smiling. That's the Trinity. And the Spirit is the fullness of that being, Father and Son, so full, so perfect that the Spirit too is a person. Spirit is the spirit of the fatherhood of God and the spirit of the sonship of God and the love of Father and Son for each other. The eternal smile, which is God. We're out of that. We live in our world where we may sin, where we may turn against happiness, where happiness is not the whole of our life, even though we experience some happiness. But just occasionally we have some glimpse, some sense of the joy which made us, which loves us, to which we are called, which is ours if we wish. In this passage, in Luke, in other forms, in the other Gospels, brings us into that joy, filled with joy by the Holy Spirit. That's the being of the Trinity, filling the humanity of Christ. What a wonder. It's why he says, revealed to mere children or to the simple. The word can mean both. The innocent, the ordinary, those who just accept, those who receive, those who are happy to receive gifts. And yes, it is like the smile of a newborn child. It's like the smile of children who might be a bit selfish about Christmas. Christmas is goodies, presents, things. But, you know, one of the reasons that we like children at Christmas is because they express that joy without it being tarnished. They haven't grown old. They haven't got bored by Christmas. They're not fed up with the annual struggle, the annual struggle for a family to keep together and try and forget some past wrongs. And we also like the idea of old people rediscovering Christmas. That is, after all, the story of Dickens' Christmas Carol. A man who got old, who forgot what joy is. Remember the first healing of Scrooge as he's taken back to his childhood. And he remembers loving his sister, and he remembers the joy of going home at Christmas. So yeah, here's to that philosopher. Okay, I might expect something more technical for her in the future. She's not going to get a doctorate by saying God has let a smile on the newborn child. But, you know, still said something true. The eternal smile of the Trinity is what we're called to. Just sometimes, just occasionally in this life, we glimpse and feel and live that eternal smile.